Hare Krishna. Now, I would like, if we can turn some of the lights off, and there's a specific reason that I would like that to happen. So the lights on the deities are certainly on. Srila Prabhupada, Sisi Gornatai. And so we can read also. But there's a specific reason that I would like the lights off. And that reason is because I see it with myself. There's such a tendency to be only visually oriented, to be distracted but what I see continuously. And during kirtan, and this is a kind of kirtan, this is a lila kirtan, we want something else to happen. And that something else is that we focus on hearing. And by focusing on hearing, then yad yad diyatas tad tad vibhayanti taranugrahaya. This is the hearing is the pathway to our heart. And our spiritual desires enter our heart through our ears, through hearing. So when we're hearing about something so wonderful as we will hear this evening in this amazing place after everyone's so happy and everyone's so, not that everyone isn't always as Krishna conscious as they are right now after chanting all day long in Barsana, but it's an opportunity to develop our spiritual desires, deepen them rather. So this particular Lila Kirtan is a continuation of the one we heard yesterday when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had just returned from Gaya. And he was teaching Vyakaran. What does Vyakaran mean?
Grammar.
And he was only explaining the holy names, Krishna's names, through the grammar. But it came to a point where he couldn't do that anymore, because every time a student said the word Hari, 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 Mahaprabhu would fall to the ground in ecstasy. It is not falling to the ground that we're after, unless, of course, the ground is covered with the dust of Braja. But this was an external manifestation of his internal consciousness. And this is what we want to develop, a very deep internal consciousness. There are benedictions attached to so many of the leelas, so many of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by hearing these pastimes, these benedictions, these blessings, coat us and cover us and bless our spiritual advancement, bless our spiritual life. In the very first paragraph, within 2 minutes of this Lila Kirtan beginning, you will hear the blessing that's attached to this.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone chant, everyone chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone chant.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare
full-hearted chanting.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Full-hearted chanting.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glory, all glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the auspiciousness of this world. O Lord, please place your lotus feet in my heart. Please give this charity to me. O glories, All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and all of his devotees. Anyone who hears about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will certainly attain pure devotional service. Accompanied by all the Vaishnavas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs Sankirtan day after day. And seeing the Lord's pastimes, all the devotees became blissful. Still, no one could understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Lord. But seeing the Lord's ecstatic trances and the transformations that he underwent during the kirtan, the devotees began to wonder about his actual identity. These doubts began to appear in their hearts. But still, no one could understand that he was the Supreme Lord. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body would tremble in ecstasy, not 100 men could hold him still. And from his eyes flowed hundreds and hundreds of rivers of tears. His bodily hair stood erect, and he would suddenly begin laughing loudly. Sometimes he would fall to the ground. He would remain unconscious in an ecstatic trance for 3 hours. And then suddenly he would awaken and he would loudly call out, "Krishna! Krishna! Krishna!" Again and again. And everyone's ears would burst to hear his roar. One moment, his limbs would become stiff like a pillar. Another moment, they would be as soft as butter. And seeing these wonders, no devotee thought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu an ordinary human being, but they could not yet understand his actual identity. Someone said, "Lord Krishna is definitely enjoying pastimes in his body." Someone else said, "He's Sukadev." Another said, "He's Prahlad. He's Narad." And the devotee's wife said, "He is Lord Krishna taking birth amongst us." And someone else said, "I think he's an incarnation, an avatar of the Supreme Lord." And in this way, each person expressed the opinion that had manifest in his own heart. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would return to external consciousness, and everyone embraced him. No one has the power to describe his weeping. Once, while alone with his close friends, the Lord said, "I will reveal to you the secret cause of my tears, of my suffering. My suffering has no end because I found Krishna, the Lord of my life. And then I lost him." Full of faith in his words, his intimate friends, the devotees, sat surrounding him on all four sides. The Lord said, "There is a village called Kanaya Natashala. And when I was returning home from Gaya, I visited that place. I crossed the Ganga and visited Kanaya Natashala. And there, I saw a boy who was dark like a tamal tree. His charming hair was decorated with new gunja berries. And above that was a splendid peacock feather atop his head. He wore a necklace of glistening jewels. I have no power to describe him. His hands held a flute. Charming anklets decorated his feet. His arms defeated sapphire pillars, and they were decorated with jewels, and the Srivatsmark, the Kastuba jewel, and a great jeweled necklace. They all shone upon his chest. How can I describe his effulgent, glistening yellow garments, his makara earrings, and his lotus eyes? He smiled at me. Again and again he smiled, and he approached me, he embraced me, and then ran away. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, without first attaining the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has the power to understand his words? The Lord continued speaking and speaking and speaking in this way, and he fell unconscious, saying, "Oh Krishna!" He fell to the ground. There was a great commotion. The devotees surrounded him. And everyone chanted, "Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna." And holding the Lord still, they took the dust from his lotus feet. At first the Lord was peaceful, but then he began calling out, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" And tears streamed from his eyes. A moment later, he would again act peacefully. Everyone said, "Oh Lord, we must have performed pious deeds, unlimitedly pious deeds that made us fortunate enough to gain your association. To a person who has gained your association, of what value is even the world of Vaikuntha? A sesame seed worth of association with you bears the fruit of pure devotional service. We are all protected by you. Please become our leader in chanting Krishna's holy names, and with your tears of love, please cool our bodies, which have been burned by the words of the offenders." After happily speaking words of encouragement to everyone, the Lord, still in this very deep mood, walked like a maddened lion, and he returned to his home. But even at home, the Lord did not act like an ordinary person. He always remained in an ecstatic trance. "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" How many streams of bliss flowed from his graceful eyes? "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" were the only words that the Lord spoke. He spoke nothing but this. And seeing a Vaishnava, the Lord would ask him, "Where is Krishna?" And saying this, the Lord would weep greatly. And understanding his mood, the devotees would try to comfort him. And one day Gadadhar Pandit, carrying some betel nuts, he happily came before the Lord. And seeing Gadadhar, the Lord asked him, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is dark Krishna who wears yellow garments?" And seeing the Lord suffering in separation from Krishna, everyone thought their hearts would break. And if someone tried to respond to the Lord's question, he found that no words would come to his mouth. But saintly Gadadhar Pandit respectfully said, "Sri Krishna is always in your heart, and hearing the words Krishna is in your heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began ripping at his chest, ripping apart his chest with his fingernails. And Gadadhar grabbed the Lord's hand with his own hands and speaking gentle words, he pacified him. Krishna will come. Krishna will come. Be peaceful at heart. And seeing all of this, Mother Sachi became very pleased with Gadadhar. And she thought, I have not seen anyone who is intelligent like this boy. He is the only one who can easily pacify him. Mother Sachi said to Gadadhar, oh my son, please always stay here. Please don't leave us. Please don't go somewhere else. And seeing the Lord's wonderful ecstasy of love, Mother Sachi thought about her son and nothing else, day and night. In her heart, Mother Sachi thought, he is not a human being. What kind of human being can make flooding rivers of tears flow from his eyes? I do not know what kind of exalted person has appeared as my son. Afraid, Mother Sachi would not even come before her son. At sunset, the devotees gathered. One by one, they would gather at the Lord's home. And with great devotion, Sri Mukunda Sanjay read verses aloud, and hearing saintly Mukunda's splendidly sweet voice, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the jewel of the Brahmanas, again entered an ecstatic trance. Hari Bol! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu roared, and his roar filled the four directions. Then the Lord fell to the ground, and no one could hold him still. One after another, the Lord manifested fear, laughter, trembling, perspiring, roaring, and standing up of his bodily hairs. He manifested all the symptoms of ecstasy simultaneously, and seeing these wonders, the devotees happily chanted Krishna's holy names. And in this way, the night passed like a moment. And at sunrise, the Lord somehow returned to external consciousness. Day and night, in this way, Sachinandana, Sri Sachi Devi's son, always chanted the holy names of Krishna in his home, and thus he began the Sankirtan movement of the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
While chanting Krishna's holy names with the devotees, Sachi's son would loudly roar, and the devotees would experience ecstasy. But hearing the Lord's loud calling out to Krishna in the middle of the night, the materialists and the offenders woke up, their sleep broken, and they became angry. One said, "What kind of madness has overcome these people?" Someone else said, "We cannot even sleep at night." Someone else said, "All this screaming will get God angry, and these people will perish." And someone else said, "They have kicked out philosophy, and they have become so proud." Someone else said, "And what are they singing about? Who knows? This is a conspiracy planned by that Brahmana Srivas, just so they can eat." Srivas and his three brothers gather together and they scream, "Krishna!" They're all madmen. Does one earn no piety by chanting in one's mind? How can one earn piety by screaming? Yeah, thank you. You have answered all our questions.
And someone else said, "Oh, my brothers,
Shrivas has gone mad, and he will ruin our whole country. And listen to this. Today, I heard that in the royal court, that the king had ordered two boats to come. And when those boats arrive, they will arrest anyone in Nadia who sings Krishna's holy names aloud. And that was the king's order. You'll see. Shrivas Pandit will then run away, and we will remain. And it is us that will be destroyed. I had told you months ago, throw Shrivas's house into the Ganga, and you thought I was joking. Now you will see how we will be destroyed. Someone else said, why should this calamity fall on us? Let us tie up Shrivas with strong ropes, and let us hand him to the Mohammedan king. In town after town in Nadia, this talk spread. The king is going to arrest all the Vaishnavas. And hearing this talk, the Vaishnavas said, we will remember Krishna and he will save us from this danger. And whatever Krishna Chandra desires, that is what will happen. Why should these degraded people frighten us? Especially since our Lord is present. But Shrivas Pandit was a very simple-hearted, kind, and generous Brahmin. And when he heard this talk, he believed it to be true. And he became afraid at heart. The devotees, including Shrivas Thakur, did not yet know that the Supreme Lord had descended in their midst. And now, Sri Sachinandana decided to begin revealing the truth about his identity to them. Despite all this talk, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would fearlessly walk around Nabadweep. Each of his beautiful limbs were anointed with fragrant sandalwood paste. His lips were reddish, his eyes were shaped like lotus petals. His hair was curly, and his face was like the full moon. And a sacred thread decorated his shoulders. His form was charming. His garments were splendid. And betel nuts were on his lips. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would peacefully walk by the Ganga bank. And when the materialists saw him walking so fearlessly and peacefully, they became miserable. One said, he must have heard of the danger and still he has no fear. He walks about town as if he was the prince of Nadia. Another said, I know. He has some kind of a plan, a clever trick. And he's going to escape from the king in the middle of the night. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, walking by the beautiful Ganga bank, he saw a herd of cows. They were mooing. Ma. Something like that. They were mooing and mooing and they were drinking water. And seeing those cows, was an udipan, a stimulant for his remembrance of Krishna. Does anyone happen to have a flashlight handy? He saw those cows and was reminded of Krishna. And he fell into an ecstatic trance. Oops. But this ecstatic trance did not cause him to fall to the ground. He began to roar. I am he. I am he. He shouted that again and again. And in this way, he ran to Srivatsa's house. And he loudly began calling out, Srivas, what are you doing now? And at that time, within his home, Srivas was worshipping Lord Nrisingadev. And Mahaprabhu began pounding upon his door again and again until the door broke open and he began to roar, Who do you worship? Upon who are you meditating? Look, that person whom you worship has come. Srivas was in his meditation. And he saw a form like blazing fire. And his meditation then broke. And he looked around. And he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting in the Virasan yoga posture. And the Lord held conch shell, chakra, club, and lotus in four arms. He was roaring like a maddened lion. And he made a loud sound by slapping the palm of his hand against his left shoulder. Srivas first began to tremble, and then he simply stared at the Lord, stunned. He did not move. And the Lord began to roar. Srivas, for so many days you did not know my true identity. And because of your loud sankirtan, I left Vaikuntha and I came here with all my associates. I came here with my associates. I know the anxiety you are feeling due to the threats of the Muslim king. And I will rescue the devotees. I will kill all the demons. Don't worry. You now recite prayers to me. Gazing at the Lord, Srivas wept tears of love, and the fears in his heart died. He offered dandavat obeisances, and then he folded his hands. Srivas Pandit, the great devotee of the Lord, then began reciting prayers. Now, my dear devotees, please listen carefully to these prayers because a benediction is attached to all those who hear them. First, Srivas recited to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the words of Lord Brahma when he first gazed at Krishna, understanding that little Krishna, while holding foodstuff in his left hand, was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srivas recited Brahma's words, My dear Lord, you are the only worshipful Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, and therefore, I am offering my humble obeisances and prayers. Why? Just to please you. Your bodily features are the color of clouds filled with water, and your dhoti is brilliant like lightning, and your beauty is enhanced by gunji earrings and the peacock feather atop your head. You wear a garland of forest flowers and leaves, and you were equipped with a cowherding stick, a buffalo horn, and a flute. And you stand beautifully with a morsel of food in your left hand. After reciting the words of Brahma, Srivas's own prayers appeared within his mouth. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Lord Vishwambar. He is dark like a monsoon cloud, and he wears yellow garments. I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of Sachi's son. He is decorated with a peacock feather, and he wears a necklace of new gunja berries. I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of Ganga Das's student. He wears a garland of forest flowers. He holds rice and yogurt in his hand. I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of Jagannath Misra's son. His face and form are more glorious than millions of moons. You are the same Supreme Lord who carried a buffalo horn bugle, a flute, and a cane. Oh, my Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances to your feet. You are the same person the four Vedas call Nandanandana, the son of Maharaj Nanda. Oh, Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances to your feet. Oh, my Lord, you are Vishnu. You are Krishna. You are the master of all Jagyas. You are the most sacred Ganga. And that water is the water that has washed your feet. You are Ram. You are Ram, the life of Sita. And you are Lord Nrsingadev. Brahma, Shiva, and all the demigods are like bumblebees attracted to your feet. You are known through the study of Vedanta. It is you that is known in that way. You are Lord Narayan. You are Vamana who cheated Bali Maharaj. You are Hayagriva. You are the life of the worlds. You are the moon of Nalachala. And you are the origin of everything. But now, you are disguised as a householder. And in this way, you bewildered me. I did not know who you are. My birth was very lowly. And displaying many illusions, you cheated me. You washed my garments, you folded my dhoti, and you served me in so many ways. Oh Lord, I am no longer afraid of the Muslim king. Oh, master of my life, please hear my words. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. And today, by appearing before my eyes, you have destroyed all of my sufferings. Today, my birth and all my pious deeds have borne their fruit. Today, all auspiciousness has come before me. Today, my ancestors are delivered. Today, my home has become glorious. Today, my eyes have become unlimitedly fortunate. And today, I gaze on you, the Supreme Lord, whose feet Goddess Lakshmi Devi serves. And speaking these words, Srivas Thakur entered an ecstatic trance. He raised his arms in the air and he began to weep and he began to sigh as he gazed at the wondrous form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, fortunate Srivas, rolled on the ground and he drowned in an ocean of bliss. The merciful Lord then said to Srivas, bring before me your wife, bring your children, and all the servants and others who stay in your home. They too should see my form. You and your wife should worship my feet. You may then ask me for a boon, whatever you desire in your heart. And accepting the Lord's order, Shiva's Pandit quickly came with all the members of his household, his family, his servants who stayed within his house. They all came to the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They brought flowers, incense, lamps intended for Lord Vishnu's worship, and they all wept. Shivas fell down before the Lord's feet. He spoke prayers in a voice choked with emotion. And filled with love for Shivas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unseen by anyone, he placed his feet on the heads of all the members of the household of Shrivas Thakur. And smiling, he said, "May your thoughts always rest in me." Then he began to roar. He called to Shivas, "O Shivas, is there some fear still in your heart? Do you fear that the king's boat will come and capture you? But it is I that controls each of the many spirit souls who reside in the countless material universes. It is I who push them to action. Only if I, residing in the king's body, give that king permission, will the king be able to say that you should be captured. And if I do not give him that order, but somehow he acts independently, then I will do something wonderful. I will be the first to go on the boat, and I will approach the king. Will the king remain on his throne after he sees me? I will bewilder him, and I will bring him down from his throne. And if he does not become bewildered, then I will say, 'Listen, listen, O king, please learn what is true and learn what is false. Please assemble all the mullahs, assemble all the qazis in your kingdom.' 'O king,' I will say, 'now bring elephants, horses, animals, birds, bring them all to your court and order all the qazis to read aloud from your scriptures and inspire all these beasts to weep. And if they have no power to do that, then I will allow the king to glimpse my power. I will tell him, 'On the word of your religious men, you have forbidden Sankirtan. You have seen the little power that they possess. And with your own eyes, you will see my power. Then I will capture those mad elephants, those horses, animals, and birds, and I will make them all chant, 'Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,' and I will make them weep. Then I will make the king and his followers also chant Krishna, and I will make them also weep. O Shivas, if in your heart you don't believe me, then I will show you. See this with your own eyes." The Lord then turned to Shivas' young niece, whose name was Narayani. And then Sri Chaitanya Chandra, who was the super soul in all living beings, now gave this order. "Narayani, chant, chant Krishna, chant Krishna, Krishna. Chant Krishna's names and weep." And then 4-year-old Narayani began to act with wild abandon. She called out, "Oh, Krishna, Krishna." And she wept. She lost awareness of the external world. The streams of tears flowed over her limbs, and she fell to the ground, her eyes filled with tears as she wept. smiling and smiling, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Srivas, have your fears now died? Eloquent Srivas threw his arms in the air and said, when your form of time destroys the entire creation, I will chant your name and I will be fearless. And now that you are here in my house, what should I fear? When he had spoken these words, Srivas pondered his family members, his servants and maidservants, then entered an ecstatic trance as they gazed at the Lord's form, which even the four Vedas yearned to see. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur said, how will I describe the glorious activities of Srivas Pandit? The dust of his feet purifies the entire world. As Lord Krishna appeared in the house of Vasudeva but enjoyed pastimes in Nanda's home, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Jagannath Misra's home but enjoyed pastimes in the home of Srivas Pandit. Srivas Pandit was dear to all the Vaishnavas, and all who came to his home became happy. Srivas' servants and maidservants happily gazed at the Supreme Lord, whom the Vedas glorify with prayers. For by serving a Vaishnava, one attains the supreme goal. By a Vaishnava's mercy, one meets Lord Krishna. That becomes inevitable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Srivas, don't tell anyone about this. And after a few moments, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to external consciousness and became embarrassed in his heart. After again reassuring Srivas, the Lord returned to his home, leaving Srivas Pandit, his wife, his brothers, his servants, and his maidservants filled with happiness. Anyone who hears the prayers that Srivas spoke when he saw the Lord's form, did anyone in this room hear those prayers? Anyone who hears those prayers will become a servant of Sri Krishna. Lord Balaram, who stays in my heart as the Supersoul, has ordered me to sing of the pastimes of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I bow down before the feet of all the Vaishnavas. I pray that Lord Balaram be my master birth after birth. And I sing the glories of Lord Nityananda, who is known as Avaduta Chandra, the moon of Avadutas, who is Lord Balaram himself, and who is so dear to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, are my life and soul. And I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Dhamma, Adama Dhamma, Hare, Hare,
Hare.
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, oh, Hare Rama Hare Rama, oh, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, oh, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, oh Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Nitai Gaura Premanande Jai Jai Sri Ram Jai